And in the high desert of Southern California, there's a town called Adelanto. For years, its survival has depended on the money it gets from detaining immigrants. That could change if a state lawmaker has his way. Lisa Pickoff-White from Here and Now contributor KQED reports.
From the outside, the Adelanto detention facility looks like a business park rising from the sand, rocks, and scrub brush. It's California's biggest immigration detention center and holds as many as 1,900 people. The little city of Adelanto gets about $4 million a month from Immigration and Customs Enforcement and contracts Geo Group, a private prison company, to run the facility. Adelanto's known as a prison town. It has more detention facilities than supermarkets. City Councilman John Woodard.
We have a great rapport with Geo. They do a great job for our country, for our state, for our city, for our county.
And for Adelanto's bottom line, Woodard says a quarter of the city's revenue comes from detention centers, and the facilities create hundreds of jobs. Adelanto is one of four California cities contracting with private prison companies to hold immigrants for ICE. But a bill sponsored by State Senator Ricardo Lara would end such city contracts.
It's a moral thing for California to say we're not going to house people for profit and that, you know, immigrants should have proper redress.
Five people have died in the last 5 years, two of those in the last 3 months. Detention officials reported the causes of death as suicide or natural causes. Advocates say many of those deaths were preventable with proper medical and mental health care. ICE's own investigators found problems at the facility, including health care delays, poor record keeping, and failures to properly report sexual assaults. And at the same time, ICE is looking for more places to hold immigrants as the Trump administration ramps up deportations and cities are looking for more revenue.
Detention's a really good way to fill those budget holes.
That's Daniel Stageman of the John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York.
The temptation of this funding is going to be very difficult for some of these jurisdictions to resist.
But detention hasn't been a magic bullet. In 2013, Adelanto was on the brink of bankruptcy. City leaders cut almost a quarter of the workforce and closed a firehouse. Councilman Woodard says losing the ICE contract would have been a disaster.
You know, we got to pay for pensions and employees. I mean, they'd have to let off even more employees. This city would be gone.
Woodard is part of a new majority on the city council, pushing a different kind of business to generate revenue and fill city coffers. Pot. Last year, Adelanto became one of the first places in California to legalize commercially grown marijuana, issuing dozens of permits. Taxes could potentially provide more than $1 million a month to the city, Woodard says. The Adelanto City Council is weighing whether to lease some land for marijuana cultivation or allow the Geo Group to build another new detention facility there. Meanwhile, the state Senate is due to vote on Senator Lara's bill that would end private detention contracts and hold local governments that detain immigrants for ICE to higher standards of care by the end of the month.
The middle ground here is that we provide still an avenue for the detention of immigrants at the county level where we can protect their rights.
Lara says if California is going to be in the business of holding immigrants for ICE, it should happen in jails run by the government, not by private contractors. For Here and Now, I'm Lisa Pickoff-White.